Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Where people kind of hone in on our granola versus others is the taste. So when my mom first started making it, it was because we couldn't find good tasting granolas on the market or the ones that we wanted. So she started making this and we asked her, I like it, but maybe some more honey or put almonds in it. And we came up with a recipe that tasted the best, and that's what all the rowers kind of zeroed in on as well. And at first, it was the athlete market, but we realized their parents were eating it, their grandparents were eating it, their friends at school were eating it. So we decided there was room in the market for a better tasting granola. It's healthy as well. You know, it's actually a lot lower in sugar than other granolas.
When we first started this, I would go into supermarkets and look at how many granolas were on the shelf, and I'd literally start sweating and saying, what are we thinking? Why would we ever get into this business? But I'm telling you, when people taste it, they're like, wow.
So how did you get through that? You just said, well, we'll give it a try.
I trusted the boys.
I really like your website. Do you do that website yourselves?
We do, yeah. We built it ourselves, and for several years it was just something we were running on our own, and at one point we realized we'd like to sort of improve it, so we reached out to a lot of our online customers and asked what sort of improvements they'd like to see on the website, and once we had that information, we worked with the designer to sort of revamp it for us, but on a day-to-day basis, we run it ourselves.
What sorts of things did your customers say they wanted on the website this time ago?
Well, at the time, we were offering six-pack offerings for all of our granola with free shipping, and we found it was very limited in terms of what people could order. They couldn't really order, they couldn't easily order a mixed case if they wanted to. So one thing they asked for was a wider variety of offerings and maybe free shipping for more offerings. So what we did is we got rid of all of those six-packs. We switched straight to just single bag orders with a free shipping price limit, and we've seen sales go up from that. Another thing is just fewer clicks to check out. So they wanted to be able to just kind of come to the website, see what they wanted, and check out as quickly as they can. So we've seen that it's been easier for people to order. We don't get as many questions about how to add things to cart or make sure they get what they want. But also just, you know, a lot of our customers at the time were people we knew personally, and they felt like our website wasn't necessarily showing off our story or talking about us enough. So we put in a lot of effort to make sure that the new site told the story better.
What percent of your sales are now from the website versus the retail, because you're in a lot of stores?
Mm-hmm. It's about 15% online right now.
1/5 online?
Mm-hmm.
So that's a minority of sales online.
It is, but it's actually the grocery industry at large, I believe, is about 5%. So we feel we're staying ahead of the curve there, and we know it's something that a lot of customers are going to be looking for moving forward. So we just want to make sure that we get out there with something that works and see what our customers respond to, and we're constantly making changes to it to make it easier and grow our sales there.
What I also like about your website is that the customer reviews are all current, mm-hmm. not 3 years old. You get a lot of them, very nice. But the blog has been contributed to by every member of the family, the dad, the mom, the sons. Mm-hmm. That's just a very nice touch.
Yeah.
And I think blogs, tell me if I'm right or wrong, add a lot to the About Us page. You really get to feel to know a company through the blog. Do you get much traffic to the blogs? Do people look at the blog? Can you tell?
Yeah. We actually, the blog was pitched, the idea of doing a blog was pitched to us by a young man who was working for us for a little over a year and wanted to get into marketing. So he actually recently went back to college. for marketing, but he pitched the blog idea to us saying it's great for traffic, it's great for the people to see who you are and sort of understand the business better, and also, you know, incidentally, your sales might increase. So we've seen an uptick in sales whenever we post a blog, but we also get a lot of engagement from people. People who know us personally will tell us they like the recent story. So it's been great for a lot of reasons.
Cordy, tell us the wonderful story of how Kelly's 4 Plus started.
Well, about 6 years ago, I guess, my sons have always been competitive rowers. They were on the junior national team and the U23 teams, and they rowed throughout high school and college. And when Nate, our oldest son, graduated from college, he was training to try to make the U.S. rowing national team. And so he was home training and going to the boathouse 2 or 3 times a day, and he was coaching the high school students as well. So he was looking for healthy snacks and foods to re-energize himself, and I was making granola at home already for my husband. And he started taking it down to the boathouse. Nate started taking it down to the boathouse. And next thing you knew, the rowers, his high school rowers, were eating it. And then they said, can will you sell this to us? And so Nate came home with a big order one day, and I started making it there, bigger, larger batches, and taking it down. The kids were buying it from me and then taking it to the high school and reselling it to the high school kids.
Wait a minute. They were reselling?
They were reselling.
They were marking up your granola?
They were definitely doing that. Yes.
This is a story of smart kids and a great product, I guess.
Well, it pretty much made us decide that we were going to start selling it to other people. So.
Right. At first, you probably thought you were helping out the rowing club, but then when you hear these kids are marking it up, that's a real market. I've never heard that one.
And we did a big fundraiser. Actually, every year we do 2 fundraisers for the rowing team. Right. There's that. But the one thing I did say to, at this point, Will had graduated from college and was also in training doing the same thing. And so the two of them were pretty much promoting it. And the one thing I said to them is, if we're going to do this, I want to make sure that there are people besides ravenous athletes who like it. And if we do it beyond that, we're going to go for it. This is not a hobby. We're really going to make this something. So anyway, so Nate started taking it to regattas where the parents of the rowers were eating it. And they all loved it. So everybody claims the taste is the best.
So that was how you tested broader appeal, by just taking it to the regatta instead of just the practice.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that was enough to convince you.
Well, then what we did was, again, then we got more serious about our packaging and making it look official. And we went to 3 farmers markets one summer. And we started selling. We were selling 50, 60 bags every Saturday morning at these farmers markets. And from there, Nate, who has been involved, does all of our sales, Nate was able to go to some of the local markets and tell them what we were doing at the farmers market. And they were, wow.
Local supermarkets.
Yes.
Family-owned or small local chains.
Exactly. In our neighborhood, basically.
The packets that you were selling at the farmers markets, I'm certain, did not look like this.
They did not. No.
They were sack bags, or what were they?
They were, we started with Kraft Tin Tai coffee bags. We just throw a label on there. And then we found a source for just clear plastic bags. And we actually designed our first packaging on PowerPoint. We knew the size of the label, and we just created a box on there and just laid it out ourselves. And it was just a lot of feedback from people and what we saw in the market that other brands were doing, and we sort of evolved from there. And this is now, I believe, our 5th iteration of packaging, and we're actually going to be changing it pretty soon again.
Mm-hmm. I love this story, though, Cordy. You're taking us step by step. We're now at the farmers markets, mm-hmm. and you're telling the local supermarkets we're really doing well out there. So the local supermarkets, they will bring some in.
Yes.
Next step.
Then Nate went to Whole Foods, and at the time, Whole Foods, you could go individual store by store, and he went in there and told them how well we were doing in the local markets. And so they took us in, I think Greenwich was our first Whole Foods, and from there went to Darien and to a couple of the other towns. And then we you apply once a year to be in a certain region, and we were approved for that a year or so later.
Now what? What is that up to? That's where we are today?
We're there, but also in the North Atlantic, Northeast region.
In many stores.
Further north. Mm-hmm. So
where do you go from here?
We'd love to get into more Whole Foods because they're just such a great customer, but we're also looking at other stores with a similar profile to Whole Foods. We're in some more traditional grocery stores like Big Y, Stop and Shop. We're in some local ShopRites. So it's really about kind of expanding to some of those regional chains and then infilling with the independent stores in between them all.
Now, this is not made on your stove at home anymore, obviously.
No.
Where did these come from?
So we, when we went to the farmers markets, you have to work out of a commercial kitchen.
Right.
So we rented some space in a commercial kitchen locally. And when we started to get into some of the markets, we realized we've got to get our own space. So we opened up a kitchen in South Norwalk, and we were there for 3 years and then really needed some extra space. There's storage space as well as more cooking space. So we moved to another kitchen in a warehouse district nearby, still in South Norwalk, and we've been there 2 years, and then we just expanded our space there again. So we're anticipating a lot of growth, and we've got lots of room to work in. I still am at the ovens and in the cooking process every morning, which is we are very committed to product quality and high quality, and so I like to see the granola when it comes out of the oven, make sure it's cooked enough, make sure that all the ingredients look great. I know I won't be able to do that forever, but for now, I'm still doing that.
You
and
like
I enjoy it.
Because you were
I do,
making
I really
it for the
enjoy
kids
it.
To take the rowing.
Yeah,
so.
No, and I enjoy it. And we have several employees now, and it's fun working with them, too.